Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Shuot Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet, in the middle of the Amud, about to analyze our Mishnah. In the Mishnah, about Shuot HaDayanim, we said that the minimum claim has to be Shtei Kasef, and the minimum Hoda'ah Shava Pruta. Amar Rav, Kfirat Ta'ana Shtei Kasef. He says, not only must the original claim be Shtei Kasef, furthermore, the difference between the admission and the claim, meaning the denial, must be shtei kasef. Shmuel amar tanatz ma shtei kasef. Shmuel says, no, the claim has to be shtei kasef. Afilu lo kafar lo pruta, lo dal lo pruta. Whether or not you denied a pruta, only admitted to a pruta, chayav. That's a difference. We're going to deal with this for a majority of the shiur. Amar Rava. Deka matnitin kavatei de Rav, v'kroi kavatei de Shmuel. If you read the Mishnah carefully, it seems to support Rav. If you read the Psukim carefully, it seems to support Shmuel. Deikam aninka v'deheda Rav, why diktani atana shtei kasef ha'odah shava pruta. V'iluk firat tana pruta loktani. It doesn't say that the denial can be a pruta. It says that the admission has to be a pruta. Right? Unonanami auda'a pruta. In the famous Mishnah Bamatziah that lists five things that are shava pruta, kiddushin shava pruta, and gzela shava pruta, hoda'a pruta. If you look kfirat pruta loktanim, it doesn't say that the kfir of a pruta is enough. That seems to support Rav. Kray kavate de Shmuel, the psukim seem to support Shmuel, the tiv, kitain ish areo kesef o kelim lishmor, which is where this whole thing begins. Kihu says in this parsha, and that is, I'll call the Hashem Arkiuzeh, which is where the Modahodab Mikzat. Ma Kelim Shnaim of Kesef Shnaim. Just like Kelim is plural, so there's two. Kesef has to be two. Ma Kesef Devar Chashuv of Kol Devar Chashuv. Just like silver has to be something important. So has to be something important. V'ka Amar Rachmana Kihuzeh. Meaning, that's the entire claim. So Rav, how would Rav answer that? Humi Baile Lahodab Mikzat Ta'ana. Rav said, Kiuzeh is there to tell you that you have to admit to some of the claim. Ushmuel says, Tivhu uktivzeh. You have two different words to point to it. One of them for Hoda'a Miksat HaTana, and one of them for Hoda'a Vartaina, for Shtei Kesef. De'i kafar p'miktsat v'od miktsat chayav. Right? So who and zeh, meaning there's some parties denying and some parties admitting to. For Rav says, Chad lo hoda'a miktsat ha'tana v'chad lo hoda'a mimina ta'ana. Rav says, one of those words is to say that you have to admit to some of the claim, and the other is you have to admit to something of the same type of the claim. Ushmuel, avimele shaman minei, dechasra la ta'ana. He says, one implies the other. Meaning, if you admit to some of the claim, you're admitting to some of the nature of the claim. So, ela amalecha Rav. So Rav, that couldn't be Rav's answer. He says, Kesef Kiyata Mikar Likfira Hudata. He said, the whole word Kesef in the Pasuk is only there for the purposes of how much you're denying. And based on the comparison of Kelim, it's Shtei Kesef is the denial. Why? Then the Torah didn't have to write Kesef at all. He could just say, if you give somebody Kelim, Vane Amen, and I would figure out, Ma Kelim Shtaim, of course Shtaim. So Kelim are two, anything it's two. Kesef v'achron, kadav rachman alam ali, so why do I need kesef there? Emenu inyan l'tana, tenu in the kfira. I can't be there for how much the tana is, because I already know kelim, so shtayim. Must be there for telling me how much I have to deny. Ushmuel, what did Shmuel answer? Amar lacha, I katav rachman kelim, lo katav kesef. The Torah only wrote kelim, and not kesef. Havi amena, my kelim shtayim, af kol shtayim. I would think that just like kelim are two, anything else is two. Aval davar chashuv, kelim could be a small little pot. Something that's important, lo bayin, and I don't need two. Kamash malan, that it has to be two also. That's why it says kesef okelim. Okay, now let's test Rav and Shmuel against our information. Tanan, shtei kesef yeshli biyadcha, ein lecha biyadei lepruta. The first example we gave of hodam minatana is, if the guy says, you owe me shtei kesef, and the other guy says, no, I only owe you a pruta, patur. So my time, alav mishum lechas latana, isn't it because your denial is less than Shtei Kesef? If it's Yuvta de Shmuel? So Amalecha Shmuel. Shmuel's answer could be, Misavret Shavek Tani. It doesn't mean the value of Shtei Kesef versus the value of a Pruta. Tafkek Tani means silver and copper. Masha Ta'ano lo hodalo, Masha hodalo lo ta'ano. What the guy claimed to silver, he didn't admit to, and what he admitted to is not what he claimed. So Yachim a Seif, if that's the case, look at the next line. shtei kesef upruta yishti biyadcha, and the guy says, enecha biyadil upruta chayav. So in our bishlam ashaves, the support Shmuel. Because after all, if you agree that we're talking about value, then I understand. He says, this supports Rav. Because if you agree that we're talking about value, then I understand it's shtekesef plus a pruta, and the guy admits to a pruta. But if you say like Shmuel, that it's tafka silver versus copper, am I chayav? After all, he said silver and copper, and the guy said copper. Mashatano lo hodalo, mashodalo lo tano, meaning the claim is two pieces of silver and a copper coin, and the other guy says yes to a copper coin, no to the silver, which means there's no partial denial of anything. So the answer is midu tamer l'Shmuel, you're asking according to Shmuel. Hamar Nachman of Shmuel, as we're going to see later on, Shmuel's famous position is tanochi tinu sorin v'odalo be'achad mi'an. If you claim wheat and barley, and the guy says, I owe you all the barley you're claiming, and no wheat, chayav. Which means same thing here. If you say, you owe me some silver and some copper, and the guy says, I owe you copper, then he's chayav, because there's one major ta'ana, and you've accepted part of it. Hachinam mistabra, now it seems to support Shmuel, v'niktani seifa, because in the Mishnah Gimel it said, litra zahav yishtu biyadcha, v'in lecha biyadiyah litra kesef patur. Now that has to be specifically the metal. If we know that we're talking precisely gold versus silver, shumachi patur, that's why you're patur, because you denied what he didn't claim and vice versa. Ali amart shaveh, but if you say it's value, amai patur, so litra tu vahave. There's a lot of litras here. And therefore, the denial and the value, that there's a large value, and there's a large denial, and there's a large admission, he should be chayav. So Shmuel will say, since Mishnah Gimel is Dafka, gold and silver, then that means Mishnah Aleph is also silver and copper. So it sounds like Rav is not up against the ropes. Because if Rav does not explain the clause about Kesef and Pruta as being B'Shaveh, then his point is lost. Rav would answer, Kulam Nitin Shaveh, the entire Mishnah, all four Mishnayot should be seen, really all three, should be seen as discussing value, not specific that metal. For Litra Zahav Shani, the one case, the beginning of Mishnah Gimel about Litra Zahav, that's unique. How do I know that? Teda de Katani Seifa, because in the next half of Mishnah Gimel it says, Dinar Zahav Libiadcha. And the guy answers, Ein lecha biyadiyah l'dinar kesef, v'tresid binyon u'puta, chayav, shakom min matpeya. Hein, meaning those are all currency. In other words, Rav will say the whole Mishnah is about value. And the one exception is Litra Zahav, and it's set off by the next line that says Dinar Zahav is about value. If you agree with me that the whole Mishnah is about Shaveh, that's why you're Chayav when the guy says Dinar Zahav, and the guy says no, Dinar Kesef or Dinar Prutot. So why would you be Chayav if the guy said you owe me gold, and he said no, I owe you copper? So Amar Balazar b'shatano dinar matpeyot. No, what this is talking about is the case where the guy claimed you owe me coins of a dinar's worth. He didn't even specify what kind. Kamashlana pruta b'chlam matpeyita, to tell me that even prutot are considered a matpeya. That's what the Mishnah is there for. And that's why the end of that line in the Mishnah is because they're all currency. All right, so Balazar defended Shmuel against this attack. What would Rav say to it? Shehakol din matpeya achat. Not akol min matpeya achat. They're all one currency. But really, they all have a din of currency, which means it's all shaveh. Okay, so now a side question. For Rabbi Elazar, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat the Amora. Lema b'diseifa k'shmuel matart. Since he's defending Shmuel in Mishnah Gimel, reishonami k'shmuel sferale, does he also hold like Shmuel in Mishnah Aleph? The answer is, oh, seifa davka. He didn't defend Shmuel and Mishnah Gimel. That's just what he felt was the reality. In other words, the Seifa, he's just reading as is. For Reisha, Karav, or Shmuel. In the Reisha, we don't know. He might hold like Rav, or like Shmuel. The Seifa doesn't help us at all. Okay, Toshma, we continue back to Rav and Shmuel. Dinar Zahav Zahuv Libiadcha. This is a Breita that says, a golden Dinar Zahav I gave you. And the guy says, "Ein lecha ela b'dinar kesef." So chayav, why tama da amar le zahav zahuv? It's only because you added zahav zahuv. golden dinar kesef. Hastam, if you just said dinar zahab, shavek amarle, it should just mean that value. Remember, dinar zahab is worth 25 times as a dinar kesef. So it just means that value. And that supports Shmuel. Amravashi, that supports Rav. Amravashi hachi kamar. Now this is what it means. Kol omer dinar zahav. Komer dinar zahav zahuv dami. This would defend Shmuel. That maybe what the Braita means is any time that you say dinar zahav, it's as if you said a golden coin. And therefore it's davka. Tani Rabbi Chia la siyue la Rav. Rabbi Chia had a Braita and it supports his nephew Rav. Sela libiadcha, you owe me a sela, in the chabiadi ala sela chaser shnei kesef, chayav. And the guy says, no, all I owe you is a sela minus shnei ma kesef, chayav. Chaser ma'a patur, but if it's only, but if the difference between us is only one ma'a, patur. That's a slam dunk like Rav. Rachamar Yitzchak Amar Shmuel Oshanu. Now, that's the end of that position, and so now, and of that discussion, and so what it comes out is that according to Rav, the denial has to be shtei kesef. According to Shmuel, the entire claim has to be shtei kesef, and the denial has to be somewhere between a pruta and everything minus a pruta. That whole range. And the evidence seems to really support Rav. Okay, several halachot of Shmuel. Nachman Amar Yitzchak Amar Shmuel. Oshanu ela betanat malve veodat loveh. Everything in our Mishnah is only when the malve is making a claim and the loveh admits to part of the debt. But if the malva comes and claims you owe me money, and we've got one aid supporting that claim, even if the whole claim is a pruta chayav. The famous pasuk, one witness cannot stand up against a person for any sin. Meaning, he can't get up for that, but he does get up and force a shvua. Vitanya, komakom sheshnayim mechavino tomamon. Any case where two witnesses would make him pay, erchad mechavino shvua. One witness makes him take a shvua, which means you don't need to have shtei kesef, or according to Rav, a denial of shtei kesef. The smallest amount, a pruta, one witness's testimony that you owe it will cause you to take a shvua. V'yamar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, tanochi tinusorin v'odalo be'achad mi'an chayav. This we saw already. Shmuel says that if you claim A and B, and A and B are both subsets of a larger group, and the guy admits to all of A and denies all of B, you're chayav, because that's miksata ta'ana. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, Ye yasher, well done. V'cheinu Rav Yochanan. In Tveria, Rav Yochanan said the same thing. Now, parenthetically, v'chal depali galei Rish Lakish, does that mean Rish Lakish disagreed with him? So, ikadami misha ave shahi lei v'shati klei. Some people think that Rav Yitzchak said we don't know because he said maybe Rav Lesh Lakish was waiting for Rav Yochanan to finish. And by the time that happened, Rav Yitzchak left, so he didn't hear what Rav Lakish agreed or disagreed. He got me mishtahave shati lay, or perhaps Rav Lakish was having a drink at the time for shati clay and did not answer. Either way, we don't know what Rav Lakish said. Okay, that'll become important later on, because the question is, did Rav Yochanan really hold his position? Lema Masaye Olay, perhaps this will be support for Reb, for this position of Shmuel and perhaps Reb Yochanan. Ta nochitin voda la besorin, patur gamliel mechayev. If you claim wheat and the other guy agrees to barley, he's patur. Gamliel says you're chayav. Ta medita nochitin voda la besorin. So that's only because you claimed A and he answered with B. Hachitinu sorin, but if you said A and B voda lo bachamian and he admitted to B, chayav. Because otherwise teach that. That's a bigger chiddush. The answer is low. Even if you said A and B and admitted to B, you're still patur. So why did they pick a case where you claim chitin and the guy only admits to sorin and you're patur? To show you how far Rabban Gamliel will go to say that even in a case like that where your admission has nothing to do with his claim, you're still chayav. Okay? Toshma tanov kelim hakaot. V'karkaot in Mishnah Gimel, if you claim kelim and karka, hodavich l'v'chabar karka v'karkar v'chabar v'kelim patur. Remember, if you admit to all of one and deny all of the other, then either one, then you're patur. Hodav mitzad karkaot patur mitzad kelim chayav. But if you admit to part of the kelim, you're chayav. Tam adi kelim v'karkaot. It's only because you claim kelim and karka. Karka l'abat shvua, because karka doesn't generate a shvua. Ha kelim v'chelim dumi the kelim v'karkaot. But if you had two kinds of kelim that are like kelim and karkot, meaning two separate things, chayav. So if you admitted to all of the saws and none of the shovels, you're chayav. That seems to support Shmuel. No, huadin afilu kelim v'chelim nami patur. The reality is, even if you had two kinds of kelim, you'd be patur. Why did it teach kelim v'karkaot for the case of when you admitted to part of the kelim? To teach you that if you admit to part of the kelim, your shvua now is also for the karka. So my kamashvulan, because the next line of the Mishnah is zokin, tanya zokin lachasim, she's not chayin, that kelim can drag karka into a shvua. So the question is, we've already learned that in Kiddushin. The answer is ha'ikar. In our case, it's mentioned as the main place because ours is masachet shvuot. Hahu agav gara naspa. The one in Kiddushin was just mentioned derech agav because we're talking about the difference between nechasim sheish lamachrayut, nechasim she'in lamachrayut, and a kinyan agav. So just like karka can bring kalim along with a kinyan, kalim can bring karka along with a shvua. Okay. Now that was all based on Shmuel's approach and Rabbi Yitzchak's version of Rabbi Yochanan that supported that approach. He disagreed. And he said, what Rabbi Yochanan really said was, if you claim wheat and barley, then a guy admits to one of them, but not the other, patur. Rabbi Yitzchak Yasher, Rabbi Yitzchak said it was a good job. Rabbi Yochanan, Amorini Norli, Rabbi Yochanan, but disagreement between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba of what Rabbi Yochanan said. By the way, when we have two reports of Rabbi Yochanan, usually the latter one is the preferred one. Toshma. Tanochitin vodalo bisorin patur. Okay, so now we're going to use all of the pieces that we had before as a proof for Rabbi Yochanan, and now they're going to become a challenge to this alternate version of Rabbi Yochanan. So in the Mishnah it said, if you claim wheat and the other guy says barley, you're patur v'gamli al-mechayev. Tam and tanochitin vodalo bisorin, hachitin usorin vodalo v'chamni al-chayav. So that supports Shmuel. And the answer is no. This is exactly the mirror of the previous amud. Toshma, tanokel v'karkaot, vodal v'chelim v'chafar v'karkaot, karkaot v'chafar v'kelim, patur. Hoda miktzat karka patur, ksan chelim chayav. Tama da chelim v'karkaot, karka la batshvuahi. Ha chelim v'chelim, dumi da chelim v'karkaot, chayav. No, hu adin afilu kelim v'chelim nami patur. I'm not going to even translate it. It's the exact same thing that we just had. Now, Eitav Rabbi Abba bar Memel Rabbi Chia bar Abba. So Rabbi Chia bar Abba, who presented the second version of Rabbi Yochanan at odds with Shmuel, was challenged. Tan oshor v'hoda lo b'seh. I say you owe me an ox. You say you owe you a lamb. Seh v'hoda lo b'shor. Flip it, patur. But if you said, you owe me an ox and a lamb, and I said, well, I owe you a lamb, but not an ox, I'm chayav. It sounds exactly like Shmuel. That's from Gamliel. So Gamliel, I feel the ratio nami that Gamliel should say, even if I say ox and you say lamb, you're chayav. Because he said, if you say chitin, I say sorin, you're chayav. Grain, livestock. Elahamani admon hi. The answer is it's the middle position of admon that we had in the Mishnah where with admon, commenting on the claim of 50 barrels of oil, and the guy admits to the barrels. And Rabbi Chia bar Abba said, don't think I'm just pushing you off with this answer. Rabbi Yochanan explicitly taught it. You know who the author of that bright is? It's Admon. Okay, I'm Ravana Namar Shul. Now to some more halachot about this issue. Tanoch chitin v'kadam v'olai lo b'seorin. Let's say the guy came to court and said, or not in court, and said, you owe me wheat, and before he was able to say, and barley, the guy ran ahead and said, I owe you barley. So now what happens is, he's denying all the wheat, he's kofar bakol, and the barley is not even a claim because he already admitted he owes the barley. Im kemarim chayav, if the guy's just playing a game to get ahead and get out of the shvua, then we ignore it, we say, you're chayav. Im bemit kaved, but if that's what he really intended to do, then patur from the shvua. Ananamar shvuel, ta'ano shtei machtin. Let's say you claim the guy owes you two needles, worth next to nothing. Vodala bachadmi, and he said, I only owe you one. Chayav. Why? Because before we said shtei kesef, lefichach yatzu kelim l'mashen. That's why the Torah said kelim. Anything that's a kli in and of itself, two of them you're chayav, even if it's no matter. And that's why the Torah said kelim, even if the value is very small. Amar papa, tano kelim ufruta. If you said, you owe me some vessels and a pruta. Vodam bechelim v'chafar b'pruta. You admitted to the kelim, but you denied the pruta. Patur. Hoda b'fruta v'chafar b'chelim. But if you admitted to the pruta and you said, I don't owe you the kelim, chayav. So chadek rav v'chadek shmuel. He's ruling like rav halfway and halfway like shmuel. Not against each other. Two different rulings. Chadek rav damar kfirat shtan tana shtei kesef. To deny a pruta is not enough. You got to deny shtei kesef. Chadek shmuel, one like shmuel, damar chitin usor elu v'chad min chayav. If the guy said to you, you owe me kelim and a pruta, and you said, I owe you a pruta, but not the kelim, then you're still chayav because he said A and B, and you denied all of A and admitted all of B, you're chayav. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we're going to get into a very juicy sugya in the next piece, which will be about the obligation to pay back be'edim, but we'll leave that for the next podcast. In the meantime, I wish you have a wonderful day.